Hello, fuck fam.
What up, fuck fam?
What up, fuck fam? Hi, we back at it.
We back.
With the glasses looking all smart and chic.
Yeah. Do you think we look smarter, Jade?
I think we could fool people.
Into thinking we're smart?
Yeah.
That's all it takes is glasses?
Mm-hmm. They're going to take us more seriously now because we're educated.
Because of the glasses.
Plus 2 points.
Trust us, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever wear glasses on a first date?
Oh, yeah. I've worn glasses on a first date before.
Do you do it strategically?
Definitely. These are not even prescription.
Yeah. These are the blue light ones.
Oh, Matt, mine are blue light, too.
Yeah.
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 They look good.
Thanks.
Like, glasses look good on us.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
So you wear glasses when you want a guy to take you more seriously?
Or, like, if I'm trying to audition for, like, a smarter role.
Oh.
I usually wear glasses at school.
Okay.
Yeah, so teachers think I'm smarter.
Wait, so the way that you dress is like the way that you dress to an audition matters? You'd like dress for the role?
Yeah, dress for the role. Yeah. So like a nurse role, a nurse would probably wear glasses, or like a doctor.
Would you show up to an audition dressed in scrubs?
Oh my God, that's a good idea. I think that would make you land the role more.
Yeah.
Because you're like dressed in character. So yeah.
So if someone was like auditioning for the role of a doctor, there's just people in the waiting room dressed in scrubs?
You know what? I don't know. That would be committed 100%. But I feel like they would. If they really wanted it, they would dress 100%.
Have you auditioned any time recently?
I did a lot of self-tapes, but self-tapes is just like not meeting them in person. So not yet.
Is that awkward doing a self-tape?
It's so awkward. Because you watch it back and you're like cringing a lot.
Is it cringy?
It's pretty cringy.
Wait, when you do a self-tape, are you just doing a monologue or do you like talk? Do you have someone talk off screen?
Be like, oh, hi, my name is Jade E and I'm from Los Angeles. Here are my sides. Here's my profile.
No way. Okay, actually do a pretend audition to the camera.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jade Emerson. I'm a pro wrestler and I am living in Los Angeles. And then we start reading the script.
No way. You have to give them your side profile.
Yeah.
Oh, so they can see like you and from all angles.
Yeah, usually they ask for the profiles and the hands.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, hold on. My dog is
being clingy.
Come here, Mondo. Yeah, he is. Aw.
He loves his wants dog. A baby.
Do you want the other dog? Do you want the other dog
okay.
in your lap?
That's okay. Unless Sasha wants to come up. You wanna come up?
He does.
All right.
When you audition, do you just say your name is Jade E?
I usually just say my full name. You have to say your full name unless you want to be like anonymous.
Anonymous?
Yeah.
Wait, for a while you were thinking of
like, Jade Wong.
Jade Wong.
Yeah, I was just thinking of changing it to an Asian name because Asians are more like hot right now in the movie industry.
Do you think Asians are hot though in the movie industry?
Yeah.
Asian women are hot.
Asian men too, like Simu Liu.
Okay, I want you to do this, Jade.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Okay. I want you to name. Hold on. Hey, Siri. Set a timer for 30 seconds.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. I'm going to bomb this so bad.
No, you're not. I mean, you might, but hold on.
What am I doing now?
You're Oh, fuck. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. When I say go, yeah. I want you to name as many male Asian actors as you can. 1, 2, 3, go.
Kevin from Bling Empire, Harry Golding, Simu Liu, the guy from that show, the Asian guy with the scrunched up face looking like a bulldog. I don't know his name. But he has a scrunched up face. Timothy Delgado. Tim Chandarangsu.
So. That's the same one, Jay.
Yeah,
that's the same fucking person. All right, Jay. That was four people. Let's do this. Now let's run it back. And I want you to name as many white actors as you can.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, go.
Brad Pitt. Chris Pratt.
She's naming all the action.
White actors. What else?
Jade, you're an actress. You like you don't know any actors?
I don't watch a lot of movies.
What? Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
John Wick.
Okay. That's Keanu Reeves. Keanu Okay, well, oh, I was trying to prove a point there. I was trying to prove a point saying that there's like much more white representation for males than for, or for what? There's much more male white representation than Asian male representation, but you just, there's no representation for you because you don't know.
Was it even? It was like pretty even on my part.
Yeah.
It was like four and four.
Yeah, but I just have a, I mean, you just don't know a lot of actors.
Yeah, I don't.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. So, like, who do you look up to when you're studying acting and stuff? Or who do you guys learn about?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is my idol.
Oh.
Yeah. Love him.
Have you heard the thing about Leonardo DiCaprio?
The thing, the 25-year-old thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
I think they might be skewing it a little bit. I don't know if it's true or not. Because, like, people could say shit all the time and it might not. They could just say, like, oh, yeah, he dumps them once they turn 25. They could be saying that, but you never know, right?
Well, he does. After most of his girlfriends have turned 25, he has broken up with them. But it's unclear whether he broke up with them or they broke up with him.
See, so
the oldest girlfriend that he's had is Gigi Hadid, and she's 27 or something.
Oh, there you go. 50. So wait, so what do you think happened between them? Like, why do you think they broke up?
Why do you think that him and his girlfriends have broken up?
Why did him and Gigi break up?
No, they're still together.
Oh, they're still together?
Yes,
he's fine. Like, she's 27.
Okay, yeah, but he's still dating women that are, like, considerably younger than him. Do you think it's like, weird if there's a much older guy and he's dating a much younger girl?
I mean, that's his preference, right? He's, like, this elite player in Hollywood. So I feel like he can get anyone he wants.
Mm.
I feel like most of like the 40-year-olds they would go for like someone in their 20s because they can.
Would you trust a 40-year-old would you trust a 40-plus-year-old? Would you trust him to date him?
No, probably not, because it's a little like too far out of our age range.
Yeah,
I would probably stick to someone my age just so I could feel safer.
Yeah.
What about you? Like, do you think you could trust a 40-year-old?
I don't think so, because like I would feel like the only thing that matters to them. The biggest thing that matters to them is youth.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously I know that I'm going to get old one day.
Uh-huh.
So they could just trade me in for someone new. So obviously it means that like their values and my values don't coincide.
Okay. But say there's this 40-year-old sexy Asian man with two Lamborghinis. He's ripped. He has abs. And he comes up to you and he's like chasing you like crazy with like money, flashy cars, everything you want in life.
Yeah.
What do you like? And he asked you on a date. Would you go on a date with him?
That's a red flag, Jay.
Really?
That's a red flag.
What? Why?
Because, like, well, wait, he's just 40?
He's just 40. He just turned 40.
I just think that's also, I think that's a little bit of a red flag, because I don't really think that a guy should chase a girl that hard.
Why?
Because I feel like he has ulterior motives.
But maybe he wants you really bad. Maybe he's like really into you.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely, like, I feel like there's a way to let a girl know that you're really into her. But if he's just throwing all these gifts and, like trying to, like, love bomb you, I think that's a red flag. That's called love bombing. And that's manipulative, for me at least.
Okay, so if he's calling you, like, wifey, marry me, and all that stuff.
Within, like, the first, like, month or so, yeah, that's a total red flag.
But you're getting lots of gifts. So he's trying to woo you over because...
Yeah, but that also means that he thinks that he can woo women over by just giving them gifts.
Mm.
Yeah, because he's already really rich. So giving people gifts, like giving you like an Hermes bag, spending tens of thousands of dollars on you isn't going to mean anything to him anyways.
But you wouldn't want that?
Yeah, I do. But I do want that, but I wouldn't take him seriously.
Yeah, but I feel like this is what my mom told me. Like the more money a guy spends on you, it's like his heart is bleeding every time he spends a bag on you.
Mm.
So if he loves you, then he's going to spend bags on you and his heart is going to bleed.
Wait. Okay, wait. Let me hear what your mom said again. Say to the camera.
So my mom said, the more a guy spends on you, the more his heart will bleed.
All right. Here's my rebuttal to that. I'm going to be devil's advocate, okay?
Okay.
Devil's advocate says it depends, because if a guy already has a lot of money,
yeah,
whatever he spends on you isn't going to matter to him anyways. Like, let's say a guy's worth like $1 billion. His heart's not going to bleed for buying you a purse or a bag. Like, he's going to think, he's going to think that's a way to get you, to win you over. And it's going to cost him nothing because he already has that money. Unless he's really cheap.
That's true, because I see what you mean. Because money at that level means nothing. It's like free money.
Yeah. So what do you want at that level, Jade? What do you want from him?
Time.
Yes.
Oh! Wow, you led me into the water. Oh, so good.
Jade, I should be your mom.
You should be my mom.
I should be your mom.
Mommy cat.
Yeah. So I think it depends on totally the guy. Because if he's super rich already and he's throwing gifts at you, but he's like not spending a lot of time with you, you should think about, you know, what he doesn't have that he's giving you.
But what if he spends both time and money on you?
Then I would think, what is it about me that you want so bad? I'm not saying undervalue yourself, but it's just a little sus. Mm. Because it's like, let's say it's within the first month of knowing you and he's like love bombing you, I feel like that's a manipulation tactic. That's sus. Nobody falls in love that quick, Jade.
You'd be surprised. I feel like guys fall in love way faster than females.
You think that guys fall in love way faster than females? I disagree.
Why?
And this isn't me being devil's advocate. I actually disagree.
Okay, tell me this. I'm curious.
Because I think for men, because I think biologically, men are just not as emotional as women. Uh-huh. So, because their job in like the universe is to spread their seed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So for them, like having sex with them isn't going to make them attached to you, right? What's really going to attach them to you is like making an emotional connection and like working towards something greater together. So I think for guys, it's going to take a longer time for them to fall in love with you. But once they fall in love with you, they stay in love. Whereas a girl, for us, we're more emotional. Uh-huh. And after we've had sex or after we have like form a physical connection, we form like this mental connection right after. Mm-hmm. But we can also turn off really quickly.
What do you mean by turn off?
Like changing your mind.
Wait. You could just like delete a guy right away?
Sometimes, yeah. It's scary.
I thought girls become more attached.
I think girls attach quicker, but once they make up their mind about becoming unattached, it's like this quick.
Wait, I think guys can unattach quicker.
You think so?
Yeah, because guys are more logical, so they're thinking more with like the thinking brain instead of the emotional brain. So that's why I think they get less attached.
Hmm. Okay, so we're at complete opposites. I think that guys get attached, don't get attached as quick, but mm-hmm. then they stay attached. And then girls, they get attached quick, but then they can change their minds. And you think the opposite.
Yeah, because I feel like, okay, look, for example, a guy is going to fall in love with Angelina Jolie by like watching her movie like right away.
No, he's going to fall in love. He's going to be attracted to her, but he's not going to fall in love with her.
But attraction and falling in love is a little bit similar on a guy's aspect. But for females, it's different because females, we don't look at visual stimulation. We look at like mental.
No, I feel like guys, I don't feel like guys fall in love once they like, I think attraction plays a big part in how they feel, but they need that extra, like they need that, like that other element, that other component to actually fall in love.
Which is building together, right?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Hmm. We need an actual guy on this podcast. We're just arguing between ourselves. We're just like, I don't know. We should actually get a guy here.
Huh. But I also think that it's harder for guys to get over a breakup
mm-hmm.
because they, in my opinion, since they do fall in love faster, then they get over things slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because females, we can like talk about it. We get over it. We get over shit really quick. Right. But males for a breakup, they don't have a support system to who they're going to talk to.
Yeah.
Because guys don't want to go to other guys and be like, my girl broke up with me. I'm so sad.
Rub my back. Oh, I heard this statistic that like, most relationships are ended by women.
Like yeah.
Most divorces are because women have filed for divorce.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think that what men will do if they're not happy in a relationship is that they'll cheat and they'll do anything but end the relationship.
Because do you think they're scared to face their problems?
Yeah.
Really?
Because they want to have their cake and eat it. I'm not saying women don't do it too, but I feel like men are more prone to just be like going down in a unhappy relationship, but then just maybe cheating or like being bad husbands.
Because they can't get anyone else. They have less. I feel no, it's not like that. I feel like they have less options when it comes to a breakup. Actually, no. Think of a divorced dad and a divorced mom. Yeah. Like, who's gonna do better?
Yeah.
The divorced
dad. That just like kind of goes into my point that like men stay in love longer and harder because even though they might not be happy, they'll just continue on in the relationship. Huh. But I don't know whether it's because they're lazy to find someone else or because they actually just like want to hold on to the woman.
I think dating is tiring for guys because they gotta face the same conversations over and over. It gets really boring.
They gotta buy more gifts, which causes them to bleed. Yes. Their heart to bleed. Yeah. Like, why did your mom say that?
I don't know. I think it's a Shanghainese analogy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something about bleeding hearts. Yeah. Some Chinese thing.
But you want his heart to bleed.
Yeah. You want his heart to bleed as much as possible so he's more invested in you. So the more money he spends on you, like the more attached he's going to be.
I do kind of agree that guys should pay for dates and stuff. And if your love language is gifts, they should buy you gifts to prove that they're invested in you.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
So yeah, get your man to spend a lot of money on you.
Is that the rule?
Or if you're like a guy, get the girl to spend money on you if you want her to be attached to you.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you want a girl to become attached to you, what do you do?
You love bomb her. You give her a lot of words of affirmation because I feel like women get off on hearing things. That's why they like reading books.
Okay, I'm gonna play devil's advocate, okay? So I heard on Fresh and Fit podcast that is the exact problem why men don't get women is because they put girls on a pedestal. So Fresh would say, women deserve less. Let me say it for the people in the back. Women deserve less. Off the rip. Let me tell you this. Women are going to walk all over you. If she has over 500 followers on Instagram, she's for the streets. Okay? She's for the streets. The reason why you're not getting a fucking girl right now is because you put that pussy on a pedestal. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what does he want to put women down?
Yes, because that's where they deserve. That's what they deserve. So if you actually listen to your homeboy Andrew Tate, and your favorite guys on Fresh and Fit, that is what they preach. Is they say that women don't deserve to be put on a pedestal because biologically we are there to serve men. So if you put us on a pedestal, we're gonna walk all over you.
But you could say the same about men too. Like say we could use the exact same advice and to do that with men. Don't put men on a pedestal, so then we could walk all over them. Mm-hmm. So I think it could go fair game either way.
Right. But do you think that like men and women have like gender roles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So men should be, but only in the fact that men should cater to women as far as being the provider.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Traditionally, like men should provide for women. I feel they should protect their women.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like they should protect their women. And then the women should, like, cater to the men by, you know, cleaning up and
when have you ever catered housewife. To a man, Jade?
Honestly, I make the man do both. I make the man clean for me, cook for me, everything.
It's like fancy hearing
and
that
and then he just
me,
eats
Jade.
My pussy and I'm just like, ah.
Does such a guy exist like that out there?
Yes, definitely. For sure. There's lots of guys out there that will do everything for you. So you just gotta find the right one.
What kind of guys do that?
I feel like the conservative Asian types of boys do that. So like places like Singapore, China, Shanghainese especially. That's what my mom told me. My mom was like, yeah, Shanghainese men will be basically your wife. They'll like work for you, cook for you, clean for you. They'll massage you. They'll do everything for you. So
what do you have to do for the Shanghainese men though?
They treat you like a queen basically. So you don't have to do anything. Like you just got to exist and they'll shower you with like adoration.
Can Shanghainese men attest to this? If we have any Shanghainese men watching, can you attest and or slide in our DMs, please?
and I feel like if they're attracted to you, if they like how you look, like they're very on a physical level, they might be a little bit shallow.
Drawback is that they're shallow.
Oh yeah.
So you have to be pretty.
Yeah.
So what happens when you stop being, what happens if you get old? But then, when you get old,
but then at that time as a couple, we spent a lot of time together. He's in love. He's okay. already attached. So then he's going to accept you for everything.
Okay.
Because he's already like so in it and he's spending all his money on you. His heart is bleeding. If we put on the tactics, right?
Okay. Okay.
That's not going to happen. Yeah.
Okay. So step one is to be attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, be attractive and get him to fall in love with you in a shallow way. And then yes. you take all his money.
Yes.
Okay. And then you take his time and his money. And then by the end, when you get old,
uh-huh.
he will have no choice but to stay with you.
Yes, because you took all his resources already.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want you to debate Andrew Tate on this. He's going to fucking die.
What? Debate Andrew Tate? Andrew Tate would be like, he'd shower the woman with like all his money because he has a lot of money. So money means nothing to him.
Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit's whole ideology is the fact that women don't deserve to be put on a pedestal. That men are getting treated like simps because they let them get treated like simps. So Andrew Tate may buy women stuff and shower women with gifts. Maybe. I don't think he does, though.
You don't think he does?
No.
What?
Have you ever listened to a whole Fresh and Fit podcast?
Yeah, I have.
Right. You know how they treat women, right? Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Really, really bad. So, I mean, Andrew Tate's really rich, so he might buy women stuff, but like he definitely doesn't think that women deserve much.
I feel like the real player is his brother.
Oh.
Like his brother gets all the women, but he's like very low key about it.
Low key about being a woman hater?
Tristan Tate. His name is Tristan Tate.
Is he a woman hater? Oh, Tristan has a daughter though, right?
What?
Yeah, I think so.
He always has like a harem of women at his place.
Oh.
Yeah, he has like five like gorgeous like white girls at his place all the time.
Well, you know they're Muslim now, so they're allowed to have like as many wives as they want.
Oh, that's true. That's why they converted.
Yeah.
So they could have more than one. I think Andrew Tate's also married.
Oh, you think, but you don't know?
I think, but I don't know, because he said on this podcast that I might be. I just don't want to like give it out to the public, and it's unsafe for me to disclose that information.
What kind of wife do you think Andrew Tate has?
Probably like a blonde, skinny girl from like Ukraine.
Oh.
Yeah, because his type is like blonde models.
Okay, so yeah. So this is something that I heard on TikTok about people fetishizing Russian/Ukrainian women versus fetishizing Asian women.
Okay, please.
Okay, this is particularly how white guys fetishize us, okay?
Okay.
So through the perspective of a white man, they fetishize Russians and Ukrainians by like thinking that they have to woo them over with gifts. So okay. Russian Slavic women are perceived as really materialistic,
okay.
and they'll only give their hearts or they'll only give themselves to you if you buy them over.
Okay.
Okay. So, but white men perceive Asian women as like something to colonize. So basically they see wooing an Asian girl over with their whiteness.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you understand that? So it's like if I was a white man and I was trying to get a Slavic girl, I would buy her a lot of gifts and I would try to woo her over by like spending a lot on her.
So how would the white man woo the Asian woman?
Just by being white. Isn't that fucked up?
Wait. So do you think it's easier for white guys to get Asian girls just by like being white?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not saying there's anything bad about Asian women being with a white guy, but like sometimes I see like the white male Asian female combination.
White male Asian female.
And it kind of makes me cringe.
Oh.
Yeah. Just because
there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Oh, that's how I was created.
Oh. Oh shit.
It's all good.
No offense to Mama Jade.
No, go ahead. It's very common. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the majority of it. My mom even asked me, she was like, Jade, you should like expand your racial horizon. Just try it out. Like try out a white man. You never know. And I was like, nah, I'm not, because you already tried him out and I'm good.
Here's the thing about white guys though. It's like, I don't want to be racist towards any group of people. And if I was to be racist to any group of people, it would be a white person because they have so much privilege. But like, even if I found a white guy sexually attractive enough to like have sex with, which I probably doubt,
uh-huh.
I would feel embarrassed being seen in public with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Because just the perception of the public.
Yeah.
You think people will look down?
I think other Asian people might look down, or they'd be like, oh, there's another Asian girl with a white male. Like, I don't want to cheapen myself. I feel like it's almost like cheapening myself. Mm. Like, I think some girls view it as the opposite. They view it as an elevation of their status.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a degradation of my status.
Because we're like very traditional in that sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's why.
Yeah.
But these ones that date white guys, they think they're more progressive maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe they have a different outlook, or they think it's like a status thing.
Yeah. I think also it's like, and from what I've noticed, is like more like South Asian countries, like girls from South Asian countries, like Vietnam, Philippines, their culture is to date up to white men, right? But I think maybe with like Chinese, Koreans, and Japanese, it's more common for us to like date our own race.
I heard that like Korean girls are the most materialistic.
Korean girls are the most materialistic.
Yeah.
How so?
Oh, because I have a white friend and he dates only Korean girls. And he's saying to date a Korean girl, you always have to like shower them with gifts first to like woo them over. So it's similar to like Ukrainian and Russian girls. And that's what he told me. He gave me a little insider of that.
But I think that like, I think that that's why Korean girls typically stay with Korean guys.
Yeah.
Maybe, because like white guys can be kind of cheap.
Ah, interesting.
Okay. So I went on this podcast called we went on the Whatever podcast together, right?
Yes.
That guy, Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian says he never pays for a girl on a date ever. And then we asked him what kind of girls he usually dates. And he says like Asian girls.
Yeah.
And he just wins them over by being white. He thinks that he can just win them over by being white. Brian is the biggest fucking colonizer I know.
He doesn't even try.
Yeah. And he doesn't think he has to try because he's just white and like kind of tall.
He thinks he's good looking.
He's not good looking.
He rates himself a 7.
That is very optimistic. Very optimistic, Brian. Come here, sit on this couch. Come fight us about it.
Come fight us.
Come fight us, Brian.
But then after the podcast, he was so nice.
He was really nice. Okay. Brian is like a red pill guy. Mm. Brian, his whole chat, remember they were donating hundreds of dollars to tell us that we were mid-hoes?
Yeah.
They're donating $100 just to tell us we're fucking hoes that'll never find boyfriends. Like, his chat is so incel-y and red pill-y. And like, Brian, I think, kind of is that way, but I don't think Brian can ever be like Andrew Tate or Fresh and Fit, because Brian, like...
He's too soft.
Yeah, he's way too soft about it. Like, if he wants to commit to being a woman hater, he needs to fucking yell it from the rooftops, do some fucking workout, and gain some get some muscle, look a little better. Because right now, he's just a pasty white guy that could live in his mom's basement, just like the rest of his fucking followers. Like,
oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like in order to really get your message across, you have to go in hard on that subject.
Yeah, he was like very like passively aggressive doing it.
Yeah,
but that's his personality.
He was being a little bitch, you know, while calling us hoes. Like, you gotta call us, you gotta put some heart into it, you know, put some oomph into it, really commit to what you're saying.
Well, yeah, even his chat was saying like, Brian, you should like diss them more. Like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. they're like swallowing you right now.
Yeah, Brian. All right.
But hey, recently I've been seeing a lot of Asian male, white female. So recently. What do you think about that? Like, on the street, like, I've just been seeing a lot of Asian guys with white girls.
I think, okay, two things. I'll go with the positive first.
Okay.
I think the positive aspect of it is good for them. Uh-huh. Because unlike how Asian females have historically always been fetishized, like, Asian males don't get any, like, Asian males don't really get any clout, any type of like anything. So there was like this statistic that said that Asian males on Tinder were like the least swiped. Asian males and black females, basically.
Okay.
So like what JT Tran said, the dating coach on our podcast, he said that like Asian males need to kind of expand their dating database because
they're the least desirable.
Wow. Asian females want white males. No, white females want white males. Everyone else wants white males, so no one wants Asian males for some reason, which is fucking I think in my mind is ridiculous. But I feel like if you go out on the street and you ask, maybe not in California because no one has the fucking balls to admit it in California, but if you go to Georgia or if you go to fucking Wisconsin and you pull someone on the street and you ask them what race would you least be willing to date, I bet you 9 out of 10 of them would say Asian. So in that aspect, I think good for them, because that means that they're becoming more desirable by everyone.
Okay, I'm gonna debate on this. So So I was looking on TikTok on like comments on like these Asian TikTokers, and they are flooded with Latina comments. Like Latinas love Asian guys. Latina women, that's their fetish. So like recently, it's like a recent thing for some reason. They like a lot of the TikTokers, if you're looking, there's like black females and Latina females love Asian male. For some reason. Because I think it's because of the movie industry. Because they're being more represented, so I feel like they're being seen more and heard more.
What type of Asian males are they thirsting after? Like, are we talking about like...
like Korean BTS.
Like
BTS, like looking types.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe because it's like K-pop and BTS.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and even in my school, like a lot of the Spanish women, they love Indian guys and Asian guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's interesting.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that because I feel like that's fine. It's good for them. I feel like at the end of the day, Asian guys will still choose Asian girls.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so.
But what if they don't? What if in retaliation for all the Asian girls going for white guys, they're just like, fuck you, Asian girls. I'm going for the Latinos and the black girls.
No!
What if? Yeah.
Okay.
Make your appeal to the Asian guys. Go ahead.
That's to why they shouldn't date.
No, wait, don't do that. Don't do that. No, not to why they shouldn't, but make the appeal to them of why they should date us. Keep dating us.
Oh, because we're your culture. We're your traditional family. You could take us home to your mommies. We'll speak Chinese to them. Like, it's just, we eat the same food as you guys.
Yeah.
We just relate on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But do you really want someone that's more toxic? Like Latina women are very, very passionate and toxic.
Do you think Asian women are in the same vein of toxicity as Latina women? Are we as toxic?
I feel like we're more like submissively toxic.
Passive aggressive.
Like we're more like sneaky, but Latina women, they're like, they would go on a rampage and they would just like call you out and like yell at you and fight you. Like on in the your spot. Face,
get the chancla out and fucking hit you.
Exactly.
Whereas Asian women will like, you know,
snip
like
your dick off when you're sleeping.
Everything when you're sleeping.
Do all the sneaky shit. Go through your phone while you're sleeping. Everything.
Oh, you know what I heard is what I heard is like a really, really toxic thing to do. That's like kind of morally not okay, but I thought it was really funny. So in order to get a guy to really love you, to like physically depend on you, this is what you do. Okay. All right.
I'm listening. Okay. I like this.
Okay. You wait until he falls asleep every night. And then you put a nicotine patch on him.
What?
Okay. You put a nicotine patch on him and you get him slowly addicted to nicotine. What? Okay. And then when you're not spending the night there, he doesn't get that nicotine patch. So he feels physical withdrawals. So his subconscious, okay, his subconscious is going to correlate you not being there to feeling like physically uncomfortable.
That is so toxic. So you're going to get him addicted to drugs?
It's just nicotine, Jade.
Nicotine's drugs.
It's not like you're poking him with heroin. That's true. It's just, okay, light drugs.
Wait.
I've never done this, by the way.
Wait, so you're going to put a patch on him while he's sleeping?
Yeah, so every night you spend the night at his place, you put a little piece of a nicotine patch on him. So you get him slowly addicted to nicotine.
But won't he see the nicotine patch?
You're going to take it off before he wakes up.
Damn, that's a lot of work. You got to do it before, so you're going to get less hours of sleep.
That's true.
To get him addicted to you.
I'm just saying, but he'll actually be addicted to you.
But don't you think he'll feel it in his sleep?
No, he won't.
Okay.
He won't feel it in his sleep.
Wow.
I'm just saying, don't use this because obviously so it's very unethical, but I heard about it.
Who said this?
I think I saw it on like a TikTok.
What was her ethnicity out of curiosity? just curious.
I think it was a white girl.
Oh, wow.
I think it was a white girl.
Damn, these girls know.
Yeah, I think it was a white girl.
They know what's up.
I think she was a comedian though.
Ah.
Yeah. So I hope no one's ever done that.
So she's joking.
I think so.
Joking, but not joking.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. let's see. Okay, let's talk about some current events.
Okay.
Have you heard about the Liver King?
I haven't, but I just saw his TikTok now.
If you saw the Liver King's TikTok or his Instagram, how would you say that he got his physique?
Oh, he looks so roided up. Like, it's just too much muscle. Like, he's like... Bah!
Yeah. So his whole platform was telling people that he got this way by being, like, natty. which is like natural natty. Mm. Yeah. And it was by eating animal organs, raw animal organs. And some people actually believed him.
But I did find something that it works. Like, it does help produce like more muscle hormone to like help increase muscle, but it doesn't work to that extent.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Animal organs is actually really good for you. Okay. Any type of animal organ is good for you. Maybe not raw. I don't know about raw organs, but organs are definitely good for you. But to get that type of physique is like, you literally can't. Also, I think he had ab implants.
What kind of implants? Where?
Like ab etching implants. His abs are like, they're literally like
blocks, like Lego boulders?
Blocks. Yeah, they're blocks on his stomach. Wow. And it turns out that he was spending $12,000 a month on steroids. All different kinds of steroids.
Did he get it injected in his butt usually?
I think they were injections. Yeah. Oof. They're injections.
$12,000 a month?
Yeah.
That means his penis is really small.
Yeah.
That means his balls are huge and his penis is small.
But the thing is, okay, for guys that like do a lot of roids, I don't think they're sexually driven. In order to do that many steroids, I feel like you have to be okay with never having sex. Because doesn't steroids take away your sex drive?
Wait. I thought it increases your sex drive because it gives you more testosterone.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
But doesn't your dick shrivel up into your body?
But you get more horny.
Oh,
so
no.
So you're
going to
fuck with a shriveled dick.
Can you get hard, though?
So he's definitely going to fuck with it. I think so.
You can get hard. It's just small dick.
Yeah. There's like a huge like Singaporean population when I was living in Singapore that did steroids.
Oh.
And they had girlfriends. They're all like fucking like crazy because they're super horny. And these guys were like the most thirsty.
Oh.
Yeah. And the most like angry, like roided up, just like on edge all the time.
In Singapore.
Oh, while shit. I was living there. So that was my experience.
Okay. Sorry. These dogs are...
You want to come to me, Sash? Okay. All right.
Too much affection. Too much affection. Huh. Yeah, so apparently, like, when you do bodybuilding competitions, they just, like, don't really test for steroids. So there are bodybuilding competitions that you can, like, natural bodybuilding competitions, and they test you for steroids. But for the most part, normal ones, they don't. So it's, like, everyone feels the need to do them because they don't want someone else having an unfair advantage.
But you can, like, tell right away. So I feel like the judges should be able to know.
It's like, okay, so it's like taking the SAT. Wait, do you have the SATs in Canada?
No, we don't.
Oh, do you have a college entrance exam?
No, we don't. They just look at our high school grades.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have a standardized test?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so in America, we have this thing called the SATs to get into college.
Okay.
So it's like taking the SATs and not taking Adderall.
What? You need to take Adderall?
No, you need to take Adderall because everyone else is taking Adderall.
How long's the test?
It's like 4 hours. Yeah, okay. You've never heard about the SATs?
Like, I heard about it, but I don't know how hard it is.
It's not really that hard. It's just like all the math and all the stuff that you need to do it is like really elementary level, but it's like the way you think. It's a standardized test. So it tests like the way you solve problems, basically.
So it's a lot of like logic-based puzzles.
Yeah, like the math section is, at least. The math section is also the most, like, the most solvable section.
Do guys do better on this test than females?
That's a good question. Do guys do better on the SATs than females do?
Okay, so when I was in this logic, I took a logic class in high school, and I was like, the teacher showed me the grades after, and all the guys were, like, getting, like, 90s, and the females were getting, like, 70s.
Oh.
So I feel like because guys are more logically wired, they'll do better on the SATs.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think in activities that require like mental stimulation, like chess, go, okay, let's chess. Do you think it should be split into men and women?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. I feel like I do. Because I feel like men are better at chess. Men are just better at all like logic puzzle games, I feel.
I don't want to agree with you. I want to see some data on it. I would want to see. Okay, but I don't think it's an accident that all of the chess champions
are men. And
the history of chess champions have been men.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that women aren't smart at other things, but I don't think that if you take a pool of like 20 of the women chess champions and put them against a pool of 20 male chess champions, I think the men will more often than not win.
Who do you think What competitions do you think women would win more at?
Holding a grudge the longest.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay,
okay, expect that.
Okay.
Sorry.
But it's true. Is it true? I think it's true. Women have like good memory in that sense, and they're gonna hold a grudge, and they're gonna like bring it out at the deepest level, at the most like, unexpected time.
I feel like in a game like Survivor, or a game like a game where you need to have really strong, like where you can like manipulate situations with your personality, like situations with your personality and with like interacting with people, I think women can win.
Yeah, because women are more like diabolical.
Yeah, we can play
games.
We play chess, but not in the traditional way of playing chess. We play chess in other ways.
Oh.
What about you? What other games? What games?
Oh, so like I feel like in like Big Brother, females would win.
Yes.
Because they're going to like,
or Survivor?
Yeah, or Survivor. Do females mostly win in Survivor? I've seen some females win in Survivor.
I think it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
Because a lot about Survivor is getting people to like you, to like vote for you. And there's been definitely women who have like gotten in alliances with other guys, like sexually alliances, and then fucked over their alliance partners. It's like how many people you can get to trust you, and then how many people you can fucking stab in the back.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, so females are better at manipulation, you feel?
Yes. Okay, is there anything good that females are good at?
Okay, something less toxic. Let's see. I think they're great at, like, designing. Mm. So, like, staging, furniture design.
Yeah.
Like, interior design.
God, we just set women back so far in this podcast. We think women should vote? I'm just kidding. Okay, set designing.
Like creative things.
Also, I'm going to say cooking.
No, well, okay. Well,
baking.
Okay. I disagree.
Really?
I disagree. Okay. Name a famous female cook.
I can't even name
it. Name a famous chef. Any famous, male or female.
Gordon Ramsay. But that's just because of his online persona.
But.
Or like his media persona.
But is he the greatest chef in the world?
He's the greatest asshole chef in the world. He's the greatest asshole in the world.
But I don't know like many female famous chefs.
I actually don't either. I don't either. Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I do. Paula Deen. Martha Stewart.
Okay.
But she's not really a cook. She's like a homemaker. She like teaches women how to just be good wives.
There you go. But at the end of the day, I feel like men are the better cooks. But females are better homemakers.
Could it be that just men have more opportunity in the cooking industry than women do? Because
I do see more men in like the restaurants cooking.
You know what? Because it's a grind. Because in order to be a chef, you have to start from like a line cook, like even a dishwasher, and then work your way up and grind all the way up to like sous chef, and then like, you know, whatever, sous chef, and then executive chef. And like in order to do that, it takes like tens, 20s years of your life, you know? And so men, they're able to work up to that position because they're able to commit that much time to a craft. Whereas women, let's just say you want to have a family, you want to like
kids and
have kids and stuff like that. You can't leave your kids at home and like be in the kitchen cooking.
That's true.
Go to work, you know?
So men have more opportunities to do this.
Okay. I think men in general have more opportunities than women do.
I see he disagrees.
No, he agrees.
I look at his face. He looks like he disagrees.
He agrees. Men do have more opportunities than women do.
I agree with that, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you were an employer, you owned your own Fortune 500 company.
Okay.
And a woman came in. She's very, very qualified
for
your sales team. She has a great track record. She has a great track record from other companies, comes very highly recommended, but she comes in and she's 4 months pregnant. Do you hire her?
No. Come on. I don't want to like 5 months of work go by and she's not doing anything. She got to be at home. No, I'm not going to pay her for 5 months.
God
of doing
damn
nothing.
It. We're not going to pay you. The nerve of you coming in our company fucking asking for a job when you're prego. Get the fuck out of
here. Get the fuck out of here.
Security.
Come back
Security.
When you're done.
Come back when you're done popping out kids. Jesus, the nerve of that woman.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Okay, that's I just wanted to see. I had a feeling you were going to have that reaction.
Really? You know, you knew right away.
No, because I would have the same reaction as well. But it just sucks for women. I'm just saying it sucks for women because most of the time it seems like we have to choose.
Between pregnancy or career?
Yeah.
What would you choose?
Career.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Career all the way.
Career.
Because I feel like the kids will like slow down everything.
Yes.
And then we can't get fucking hired because we're 4 months pregnant.
Yeah, but we're not getting hired anywhere anyways. That's true. Nobody's going to fucking hire us anyways.
That's true.
Yeah.
Business women.
Okay, let's... Another current event... Okay, I want you to watch this clip and I want you to react to it. Let's watch it and react to it, okay?
Okay.
Men tend to not have the traditional masculine physical traits that a lot of Western women tend to like. And that's not any fault of your own because it's your physical genetics that don't allow for that. If you don't fit the 6'4" checkbox, then you're not shit.
Again, with the assumptions, like she's saying essentially like no Asian guys have masculine Western traits. First off, there's like plenty of Asian guys that are tall. I don't know if you've been living under a rock or something, but in case you haven't noticed, like Asian guys are like pretty cool nowadays. Like you got BTS, you got a lot of Asian guys in Hollywood, you got Simu Liu, John Cho, Henry Golden, Kevin Kreider. A lot of these guys defy that stereotype essentially that like Asian guys don't have like Western alpha.
Asian men tend to...
He's sexy.
He is sexy.
Yeah, I like him.
So let me.
I disagree with the woman though.
You disagree with the woman? I mean, she's basically.
She's a white dick rider.
I think she is a white dick rider.
Oh, for sure. Like she, you can tell the types of Asian girls that date white guys. They got that certain look to them.
What are the types of girls that date white guys? Let's make a list.
They're a little like chunkier. They're like a little chunkier. They're like, they have more Asian features. They have smaller eyes.
They do. They do have smaller eyes and they do their makeup a certain way. I feel like they do their makeup more like the smoky eye, like more like white people.
To make them look more Asian.
Yeah. They do their makeup to make their eyes look smaller and slantier.
Yeah.
Look more like a massage parlor attendant.
Yeah, because they want to get conquered. That's what they're searching for.
Yeah.
A white guy to conquer them.
They want to play into that stereotype of like, me love you long time.
How do you feel about that?
I feel not so great about it. But at the same time, I understand that, like, especially growing up in a place in Georgia where there weren't a lot of Asian people. So like there, I'm not going to lie, I went to a pretty white college and like there was like a couple years of my life that I dated white guys and I wanted to be white just because that was all that was around me. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to California and I met a lot of Asian people and I was like, oh my God, like there's more of me out there. So maybe those white girls, the ones that want to be conquered, just don't know any better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely think there is a type of Asian girl that dates white guys. I can almost every time look at them
and be like, yep, she dates white girls.
Yeah.
White guys.
Yeah. Mm. Very rarely do I see a girl that's like, that styles herself. Okay, like trendy. I don't think trendy Asian girls go for white guys.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Why do you think that is? Because Asian guys have like really good fashion sense, so
yeah.
They kind of like match the Asian guy.
They appreciate
fashion.
They appreciate like the trendiness of Asian guys.
You're really into guys with fashion.
Am I? It depends. I think my type has changed too.
Okay.
It used to be like really fuckboy.
When you first moved here, was it like very fuckboy and then it eventually like changed?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I like nerds.
How like is it dating guys. Like the fashion fuckboy guys?
Dating fashion fuckboys. Wait, who?
What was your experience with that? Yeah.
Not good.
Not good?
Yeah. They're kind of stupid. Mm. I feel like sometimes if a guy is too like... Okay, my ex was like really materialistic and he was really into fashion and stuff, but he was also kind of stupid.
But stupid how? In what sense?
Just like he just... We didn't have conversations about like interesting things like current events and stuff. He would kind of just always agree with whatever I had to say, but he was really into like the newest shoe drops or like, you know, like he knew all about designers and stuff, which is cool. So I guess in his own way, he was smart. It just wasn't what I was interested in.
I feel like Koreans are a little bit more materialistic.
Koreans versus Chinese?
Koreans versus Chinese. Let's do it. Let's do like a comparison here.
Okay.
Actually, what do you think? Do you think Chinese people are more materialistic or Koreans?
I think Koreans are more materialistic, but I think Chinese people are richer, so they're able to afford more stuff.
Mm, so Chinese people are more like business savvy.
No, I just think China as a whole right now is becoming like really, really rich. So there's okay. more of those like really new rich Chinese people.
Uh-huh.
So you see them more shopping like on Rodeo. You see them with like their fucking Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
That's true.
But yeah.
But yeah, I do think Koreans are more like fashion forward. They're better at fashion, I feel. But then Chinese people can afford the fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Nice.
Yes.
I decoded your subtext.
You decoded, yes. All right. Let's. Okay. So I want you to watch.
Have you seen the man?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm just going to tell you about it.
Okay.
So, do you know what assisted suicide is?
They help you commit suicide?
Yes. So, it's mainly popular in, like, Switzerland and Europe. So, if you come to the end of your life, or if you have, like, a terminal illness or something,
okay.
and, like, you want to die with dignity, they'll help you die. Like, they'll put you to sleep or something in, like, a really humane way, and you don't have to die, like, shitting your pants or whatever. Okay? So, Canada recently passed an assisted suicide law. Which says that they have these programs that'll help you commit suicide in a humane way if you feel like you want to die. But recently, Canada has come out with a new marketing campaign that seems to target teenagers because all the people in its ads are very young, and like basically the gist of the ad is like depression is a mental illness, which it is, but it can't be treated. So if you have depression and if you feel like you want to die, then we'll help you die. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to quote my favorite dude. In the words of Andrew Tate, depression does not exist.
Oh.
Depression doesn't exist.
You don't think depression exists?
It's just a state of mind. It's just like them feeling sorry for themselves.
Interesting. Huh. Okay. Have you ever felt depressed before?
I felt sad and lonely, but that was, I felt like that was just because I was doing it to myself.
Yeah.
But then if I'm like, if I just change my mindset, I could just be like happy again. So I feel like it's really just a state of mind. I don't think it exists.
I half agree with you. I feel like depression is a mental illness, but I think depression becomes a crippling mental illness because you don't have enough to do.
Yeah, because you can't keep yourself busy enough to distract yourself from depression.
Yeah, I will say that, like, this is a pretty hot take because I know that mental illness now, especially with, like, Gen Z, is, like, you know, we should respect people with mental illnesses. But, like, dude, like, get a fucking job.
They're just
like,
whiny fucks.
Yeah, like, don't say that you can't get a job and live off fucking government money if, like, you know, because you're too sad. Like, everyone's sad. I'd be sad too if I was sitting around not doing shit all day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how about you get a job and then tell me how you feel when you're too busy to feel sad, okay?
Ooh, that's a very hot take. I like it.
It's a hot take. It is. But there's obviously, I feel like there are situations where people are biologically depressed, but I think the percentage of those people is very small. I don't think there's as many people as
people. I feel like people who are obese are sad because people treat them not well in the world. So it's usually like the people that are like not good looking or like obese that feel these ways, and they feel like they might need assisted suicide.
Hold on. I forgot we were talking about assisted suicide. Okay, wait.
Yeah, we're talking about assisted
suicide. Okay.
I'm going to fuck. So go to the gym and get ripped and you won't be sad anymore.
Do you think being fat and body positivity is an excuse for just being lazy?
Yes. Because you can always be more disciplined and control what you eat. You can always go to the gym, but you're too lazy to go to the gym.
That's true. Or if you're too lazy to go to the gym, just don't put food into your mouth. Just don't
do it. Just change your diet. It's easy. You can do it. I believe in you. You don't have to be fat.
All right, let's play a round of devil's advocate.
All right.
This is a segment called devil's advocate.
Okay.
We're going to each take one side, whether or not we believe in it.
Okay.
So this is just like purely for argument's sake, just to debate each other.
Okay.
So these right here, whatever we're about to discuss does not reflect our own opinions.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about body positivity. So the one side is that body positivity is healthy. And then the other side is body positivity is toxic. Which one do you want to take?
Body positivity is toxic.
All right. I'm going to say I'll take the, I agree with you, but I'm going to take the side of body positivity is healthy.
Okay.
All right. Go first.
Okay. So I feel like body positivity, you're just going to give yourself an excuse to do whatever the hell you want. Like say you are 1,000 pounds. It's body positive to be 1,000 pounds. Fat women can be on the covers of magazines and they can be idolized for that because it's body positive.
Okay. Body positivity is not about glorifying being fat. Body positivity is about making people feel like it's okay to be who they are and not shamed for it. People who are fat already know that they're fat, but they don't need to be reminded that they are or felt like lesser citizens. So seeing Lizzo on the cover of a magazine, they're not saying, hey, it's okay to have diabetes. They're just saying, hey, there's someone that looks exactly like you. Don't feel bad about yourself. Continue to work for yourself.
Okay. I feel like if there's going to be a role model for chunkier people, that's just going to make people think it's like okay to have diabetes, or it's okay to like eat a lot of sugar, or it's okay to do it. But I feel like they should be striving for fitness and health. They should be striving for the best version of themselves. And I feel like that's not the best version of themselves if they are overweight.
I feel like body positivity is healthy because there are situations where people cannot help how much they weigh. There's certain diseases that people can get that slow down their metabolism. There's people that are born into different socioeconomic situations where they probably didn't grow up in a household where their families could cook them fresh food, so that all they could do is eat like high sugar foods, processed foods. So these people, also should feel represented, and they shouldn't feel bad for being the size they are. Oftentimes people don't have much control over how they're shaped. It often is a genetics thing, and it's something that's a circumstance of what's around them that they can't help.
Okay. At the end of the day, it's all about how the real world perceives you, and majority of people are going to perceive these people as, even though they might have like a thyroid issue, they're going to perceive them as not being able to do what a normal person can do.
Which is why we should normalize being fat. So that, which is why we should normalize being fat, so people won't see fat people as being weak. Okay?
But they do.
More than half of America is fat. Have you ever been to Texas before, Jade? The whole fucking state is fucking fat.
Maybe they gotta lessen the McDonald's. Maybe they gotta make the portion smaller.
Jade, this country runs on McDonald's, okay? McDonald's sponsors everything.
It's a trap.
The Olympics.
It's a trap. McDonald's is a big trap. It's run by the government. They want us to be fat, so then we could be weaker.
Ooh.
They want us to slow down, so we could be slaves to society, to be part of the matrix.
Well, I just want to turn my blinders on. I want to eat my McDonald's, Jade, and I don't want to feel bad about it, okay? I want to live in ignorance. See, it would fix my problem if everyone accepted being fat, so I could just go on being fat without feeling bad about myself. If you want to be skinny, that's your problem, okay? You can be skinny. All right, but I just want it to be okay to be fat. I want everyone to be okay with being fat, so I can feel included as well.
Okay. I just feel like bigger people have a disadvantage in the job market. They're less likely to be hired by big corporations because they want someone more efficient to work for them.
So your argument is that we should... So is your argument that we should not promote body positivity so we can better people that are in bad physical shape?
Yes.
So they'll be motivated
too. Yes. So they could be like more efficient members of production.
Okay, so my argument against that is like... You know, I've been trying to lose weight. and my efforts just aren't working, and now I'm becoming depressed. So I can't get out of bed, and because of that, I'm eating more, and because of that, I can't get a job, and because of that, I'm just going to have to quit doing everything and stay in bed and then maybe go to Canada.
Damn, then you're going to die. You need the assisted suicide if that's going to happen.
You're okay with that, Jane? You're okay with that? No, I'm not.
I'm not okay with that. You should fix it and not do the assisted suicide, because that's just like, it makes it so much easier to die, and you don't want to die. Right.
Do you think every fat person can be saved and be skinny?
Yeah. They could always just change their mindset and work out. It's easy to go to the gym. It's easy. Like, it's like a healthy road.
What would you say is the first step to turning your life around and getting out of like a depressive episode, or like trying to better your life? Something simple that everyone can do.
Oh, stop drinking soda. Stop drinking sugar. Sugar is like the ultimate. It kills you. Basically,
it's poison. That's true.
So that's the easiest one. Right, what do you think?
That's good advice. That is. All right, let's do one more segment of Devil's Advocate. 1 second. All right.
I love these debates. I love them.
Should women be able to breastfeed in public? Yes or no?
Oh. No.
Okay, I'll say yes then. I'll be the other side. All right, I say women should be able to breastfeed in public, because breastfeeding is a very natural thing. It's something that we've only made taboo because of outdated preconceptions on how women should be modest all the time. It's one thing to walk around topless and, you know, walk around topless and sexualize yourself, but it's another thing to be in public breastfeeding your child, something that's very, very natural, something that shouldn't be sexualized. And the fact that we're banning it sexualizes it by itself, because you're saying breastfeeding is a sexual act and should be done in public, when in fact it isn't.
Okay, you said breastfeeding should not be sexualized, right?
Yes.
You can't help it, but it is sexualized. Like, you can't help like what the guys are thinking, because I feel like guys are always going to see it as a sexualized thing to do, because your boob is out there. Your boob is out there for the public to see, and there's like a baby sucking on it. So in the guy's mind, the guy wants to suck the titty.
Jade, do you think that if a girl walks down the street and she's wearing a really skimpy, sexy outfit and a guy wants to rape her, he should be able to? That could be his excuse. Wow, well, she was wearing a really revealing skirt and I wanted to stick my dick in her without consent. All right? By that logic, Jay just gave dude permission to rape a girl. All right?
What? No, I'm not raping. Just like seeing them in a sexual way, but I'm not going to do anything. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, we're humans. We're not going to be able to like go with our urges all the time, because we're better than that.
My argument is that by telling people, by saying that you can't breastfeed in public, by doing that, you're inherently making breastfeeding sexualized. If we would just normalize it, then everyone would start perceiving it as a normal thing.
Okay. But like, I've seen this video on TikTok where a woman was breastfeeding and all the comments were like sexual comments from guys. The comments like, oh my God, I wish I was that baby. I should be like, all the comments were guys just, you know, simping over the breast. So even though if it's exposed, I feel like it's always going to be sexualized. Always.
It's not exposed.
It's just guys. Though. It's just guys being men.
Men need to be told to suppress their sexual urges sometimes.
But it's hard to suppress your sexual urges. It's hard for guys to spread.
It's not that hard.
Because guys, biologically, they want to spread their seed. So they see a boob, they're going to be like, fuck, their dick's going to go hard.
Then just let them walk around with hard dicks. That's fine.
But then how do you suppress your sexual urges?
Well, it's not like they're going to do anything about it. So let's say worse comes to worse and a woman is breastfeeding in public and a guy gets a hard dick. What is he going to do about it? He's just going to walk around with a hard dick. It'll go down eventually.
Yeah,
and then if he sees more people breastfeeding, eventually he'll become desensitized to it.
Or he's going to have fantasies of gangbangs.
What, Jade? That is...
No, he's going to have... When he's going to go home, he's going to masturbate and he's going to fap to the thought of seeing all these breasts in public. Like, he's going to be thinking about it like 24/7 if it's exposed like that.
Well, there's sex everywhere, Jay, not just breastfeeding. There's, if you go to Times Square, there's half naked women on billboards and stuff. He still might go home and whack off to what he saw on the billboard.
Yeah.
Why is a woman feeding her kid in public any different? In fact, feeding a kid in public is a natural thing. Why should a woman have to go around and hide in her car or go to the bathroom and, you know?
I feel like they should just cover it with a towel or something. Mm. So then they won't be able to, like, turn on these guys in public. Because there's, like, kids out there. There's, like, little kids running around. Little boys are going to see a boob and they'll be like, oh, Mommy, what's that?
Jade, I've seen you walking around in public before in your little onesies, all right? You're not showing that much less. You're not really, like, you're really one tit away, one tit and a baby away from breastfeeding in public. I swear to fucking God. Yeah. All right?
Yeah. But I cover it with fabric. You cover it with fabric, just don't expose it all the way. It's different. They could, like, squint.
Hmm. Would you... Okay, see, I actually do agree with my position. I think women should be able to breastfeed in public. And I think a large part of that is that women don't have any other choice. Like, I guess
what do you mean, no choice?
They can cover themselves up and stuff. But, like, I don't feel like we have to cater to men all the time. I don't feel like we should have to, like, just because they have sexual urges, not do something that's completely natural. I mean, if it was me... Personally, I probably would put a cover over myself, but I feel like if we keep babying these men and you know, like, putting barriers in front of ourselves for them, then that's how they get spoiled.
But okay, say, would you like expose your breasts in public and feed a baby?
God.
Or would you feel very self-conscious? You'd be self-conscious because all these men are looking.
Yeah,
or like trying to get peaked, so you would just feel like uncomfortable.
I'd probably feel self-conscious. I mean, personally, I'd put a towel over myself.
I feel like most women would feel self-conscious and they wouldn't want to expose their breasts like that in public.
I just think that it should be like, if you do it, it should be an option. I feel like most women wouldn't take that option anyways. Mm-hmm. Right?
They won't.
So I feel like it's something that should be still an option that should be available to women if they want to take it.
Even
just
if
for like what... Freedom purposes. Because freedom.
Okay. Freedom. Freedom. I give yes to the freedom.
You give yes to the freedom? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's end with... All right. So I have some... Okay. So I just learned some random shit this week that I wanted to share with you.
Yay.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a little history lesson, Jade.
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that... The ancient Greeks and Spartans used to practice this thing called pederasty.
What is pederasty?
Okay, pederasty is the practice where an older man becomes like a mentor to a younger male.
Okay.
And the older man teaches the younger male everything, but all the while they're doing this mentoring program, they're fucking.
Wait, what do you mean? The older man is fucking the younger guy?
Yeah. So it's very normalized in ancient Western civilization for men to be gay. And not only for men to be gay, for older men to mentor younger men and for them to do gay things together.
Wait. So is this guy gay?
That's the whole thing. In Western ancient civilization, there wasn't a taboo on being gay. Like, it was normalized. It was like... Most young men had a mentor that had an older mentor that was a man that would teach him everything about themselves, but also have sex with him. And then, in fact, the Spartans normalized gay relationships so much that eventually all the Spartan soldiers didn't even want to have sex with women. They just wanted to fuck each other. Okay, so you know Spartans were warriors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Spartans were warriors, and they encourage homosexual behavior. Can you guess why? Why?
Oh! Okay, so they could, like, fuck the enemy.
No. Literally fuck the enemy, Jay?
Yeah, literally fuck the enemy.
No.
Oh, okay.
The Spartans encouraged homosexual activity between soldiers because you're more likely to fight for your brother in arms if you love him and you're fucking him. Rather than if he's just your bro and your pal. That's why, like, a lot of, like, army relationships are kind of, like, kind of homoerotic, kind of...
Oh.
iffy, but like the Spartans especially encouraged it because of that principle.
Okay.
So eventually, the Spartans, all the Spartan males were so gay that they weren't fucking their women anymore. So eventually what they had to do is they had to bring the women, they had to shave women's heads and bring them into a dark room, have them lay down with cloths over them, and then the Spartans would come in and fuck the women to impregnate them, and then they'd leave and just fuck each other again. But the women were basically only used as baby makers. And eventually the women were like, fuck this shit, we're so tired of these men doing this. So they all left, and then the Spartans only had each other to fuck, and then they just died off because they had no more women. And that was the end of the Spartan civilization, because they were all out having gay sex, not procreating. Wow.
So you're saying you can turn someone gay?
Yes. I'm saying that. Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying that I think it's both.
Okay.
I think that there are people that are born gay. I mean, people are born gay. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you're not, if you're born as nothing and everything around you is homosexual, I feel like you will become gay.
Oh, so this like nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like it's both, though. I feel like definitely in this society where like most people are heterosexual, people do have like more, people that are gay are actually born gay. But in a society where there's like, where you're just like nothing and everyone around you is gay, you'd become gay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm. Like imagine if you were born and you're just like, you had two moms. And then you went to school and you were taught that girls were supposed to be your life partners, or you're supposed to fight for your, you know, your female in arms, and you're supposed to fuck them and like raise whatever, do whatever with them. Like you would, I feel like you would become gay too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's inevitable. We're going to become gay if we're raised gay.
Hmm.
What do you think about that? Or do you think we're still going to have this deep desire for dick?
That's a good question.
Because females don't have dicks. So I feel like as a biological standpoint, we're going to crave dick instead of dildos.
I think that. No, okay. I think that if we were raised to be lesbians, I think, oh God, it's hard. Yeah. I think we would like, be lesbians. I think we would like women, but we would like women that were more masculine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, so like the short hair girls.
Yeah, the butch girls.
Ooh, I am attracted to butch girls.
You are attracted to butch girls?
I had a crush on this butch girl in acting school, so I think it's definitely possible.
But you're attracted to her because she reminded you of a guy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But then once the clothes come off and she has a vagina, how would you feel?
I would be like, nah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's the true difference between like a lesbian and then just a straight girl who is in love with a girl who looks like a boy, is that once the clothes come off, she's actually a girl. Like whether or not you're attracted to pussy, like whether or not pussy actually turns you on.
So you're saying it's harder for females to be attracted to pussy if you're already straight?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that the main difference between a lesbian and a not lesbian comes down to whether or not you can
be attracted to pussy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I feel like for guys, like they could see an asshole and like imagine it's a pussy, because like asshole is tighter than pussy.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I feel like it's easier for guys to become gay.
Oh,
hot take.
Ooh. But at the same time, I think it's more socially unacceptable for guys to become gay. So,
but it's easier for them to become gay, in my opinion. Because they could be in the same dominant sense and be like the top guy fucking the asshole from the back. And it looks kind of like ass and female ass look pretty much the same.
Yeah, but it's like the guy that's attached to it. That's why they become gay in prison. That's why it's easy to become gay in prison.
Yeah, because it looks like females. Their head's down. They're fucking them in doggy position. You're not going to be able to tell if it's a guy or girl.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Drop the soap. You'll see.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, we can end with the story of how Kim Jong-un's brother died.
Ooh. How did his brother die?
Do you know who Kim Jong-un is?
Yes.
Okay, so There was a girl in Japan. Okay, there was a girl in Japan. God, hold on. I gotta fact check myself. Okay, it's actually Malaysia. So there was a girl in Malaysia, and she got approached by this random man one day.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, I'm doing a prank show on YouTube. So what we want to do is we want you to put like oil on your hand and walk up to strangers and just smack them in the face.
That's funny.
And she's like, all right, cool. You going to give me some money? He's like, yeah, I'll give you some money. So she did that.
Okay.
And she never saw anyone filming, but she was like, oh, there must be hidden cameras. So later on, so he hired her a couple times to do that, and she never saw hidden cameras, but she was like, okay, that's cool, whatever. So one day she was at the airport. They're like, come to this airport. All right, we want you to do the same thing, but we want you to do it to this particular guy.
Okay.
And she was like, okay, that's cool. So she did it to this particular guy, but when she smacked him in the face, she realized that there wasn't oil. It wasn't like, oh, no, hold on. I messed up. They gave her like this substance to put on her hand, and it wasn't oil or anything. And then when she smacked this particular guy in the face, like nothing really happened. So she was really confused. But the guy was like, okay, good job. And like, whatever. So it turns out that the guy that she smacked in the face at the airport was Kim Jong-un's half brother.
Okay.
And the whole situation was an assassination attempt on him. What she really slapped in his face was a nerve gas that killed him. So this random girl was elicited unbeknowingly to her by secret agents of North Korea who was trying to assassinate Kim Jong-un's half-brother. And so the whole time, the whole prank thing was just a setup for killing Kim Jong-un's brother at the very end.
So she was used as a mule.
She was used as like a pawn. Wow. Yeah. But isn't that crazy?
Why did they assassinate him?
I'm not sure. Maybe because Kim Jong-un is a fucking dictator and didn't want anyone to challenge his.
Oh, maybe he thought the brother was a threat.
Maybe. Yeah. Also, they just do crazy things in North Korea.
Shit. So you're saying we could just get slapped and dead from a nerve gas?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Or you could. You love to do pranks, Jade.
I do.
You could unknowingly assassinate someone, because if someone told you to put something on your hand and smack someone in the face for a YouTube video, I could totally see you doing that. I could have been you, Jade.
I could have been me.
I could have been you. Would you have felt bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you have gotten mad?
So mad. I would have tried to slap the other brother back.
You should try to slap Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Back. Oh, okay.
He's dead. He's coming for him.
Dead.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
I just thought it was cool.
Are you scared?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was kind of funny because like people do anything for clout. Like, including walking up to random people and slapping them in the face. Like, literally, she didn't even see any cameras, Jade. She saw no proof of the fact that it was, like, a prank show, but she still did it just because she thought she was going to be, like, YouTube famous.
She was going to get paid, too.
I think she got paid, like, $100, like, a couple hundred dollars. It wasn't a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn. Anything for clout.
Wow. That's funny. Poor guy, though.
Yeah.
Try not to get slapped by anyone. You never know. Like, I feel like they have these substances anywhere.
No. Do you think they have nerve gas everywhere?
I feel like it's easily attainable in the black market.
Nerve gas?
Yeah. If they could get it in Korea, they could get it here.
No, these are like secret agents that did it, Jade.
Oh, okay.
Secret agents hired just a random girl to just slap people in the face. That's the irony of this. Wow. This whole story.
Wow.
All right. That's all I have for today.
Okay.
All right, Jade.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye, fuck fam.